This call is being recorded.
I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process has completed. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing. As you breathe in the breath of life, and you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind, let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus on relaxing and letting go right now. Right now, in this moment, just be your breath. Focus on your breath. Focus as you breathe in the light now. And you exhale out darkness. Breathe in the light. Exhale out darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and visualize all 9 chakras now. From the earth star chakra below your feet and all the way up to the soul star chakra above your head. All the 7 chakras in between. Visualize their respective colors and their respective vibration and resonance within those centers. Starting from the bottom up, the earth star chakra, just below your feet, see that as a vibrant brownish color with red or gold specks in it. Or however you visualize it, whatever it is to you, just let that be what it is. Then moving up to your root chakra, your first chakra, red, beautiful, brilliant red. And as we move up the scale, intensify the colors as you visualize them. Make them brilliant red, and the next one brilliant orange. And the third, the solar plexus area, yellow, like the sun. Picture, visualize a brilliant, bright sun right there in your solar plexus area. And the fourth chakra at the heart center, deep blue green. Just above the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, the high heart center, magenta. Beautiful. Magenta, high vibration magenta. Fifth, the throat area. Sky blue. The sixth, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the seventh, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And the ninth chakra, just above your head, the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. See all of those chakras and their respective colors and the brilliance of those colors, and again, the resonance within those colors and how they resonate and connect with your physical glands in your body. They help to regulate those physical glands. It is not the other way around. Your chakras regulate the physical glands. the programming within the chakras regulate the physical glands. So now see that soul star chakra, that brilliant white, pure white, and see it shining out now, shining out from that point just above your head. Brilliant. And connecting with the aura around your body, making that connection to your aura, to the electromagnetic field around your body, also associated with the chakra centers. See everything now vibrating at a higher and higher rate. Frequency increasing. You may even begin to feel that vibration. Now visualize a pillar or a column of white light coming from the great central sun of the universe. See that pillar of light shooting down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, connecting with all of those suns, shooting through the suns, down through the sun of this galaxy, the central sun of this galaxy, through the central sun of the solar system, down through the top of your head, down through all of the chakra centers, bringing the great source, great central source, the cosmic source, down through your body and down all the way into the center of Gaia and then back up again, making your body, your etheric, your astral and your physical body the anchor for this light. And you take this light in and then shoot it out. Feel yourself exploding with light, going in all directions from your body now, from all three of your bodies. Shooting out in all directions, exploding, encompassing the room wherever you are, the building, past and through the building, out into the space around, to the town, the village, city, state, or province, country, shooting across the oceans, all the parts of this planet, all being bathed with this light that comes from the central sun of the universe, that bathes, that comes through all beings on the planet, all imbued with this light, invigorated with this light, enlightened by this light. Visualize the light going into every corner of the planet, to all dark spaces that still yet exist, both below the earth, on the surface of the earth, and even above the earth. Everything bathed in light, where no darkness can survive any longer, where you have you as the collective you of this world have moved into a five-dimensional space, where darkness cannot exist because there is no longer any programming that exists within your chakra centers. It will have all been destroyed or forgotten or moved on from. Nothing that will hold you back any longer. Your chakras will become and are becoming pure and free of all the old paradigm, the old programming, old memories that stay within these chakra centers. That is why you hear forget. Forget the past. No longer holds any value for you. Of course, there are good memories, but mostly you will forget everything because you will learn to live only in the present moment. And the present moment has no past. It has no future. It is only in the moment, creating every moment forward. To see that now happening in the world, to all the people in the world, the darkness gone, erased from this planet once and for all, erased from the solar system once and for all, in the galaxy once and for all. See now ships of all different sizes and shapes coming into view of those that are here on the planet. We actually see the ships, not as stars any longer, but actual ships, more and more coming into the planet, making their presence known. Know that this is in the process of becoming a reality in this moment now. Everything is working toward that. To see the culmination of all of the programs and projects that those from above have been working on to bring about full disclosure to this planet. See that happening now in your visualization. See the world coming together as one. Not only through your internet, but through the collective consciousness of each person, an animal and plant, and the connection to all, the connection to all of the source, cosmic source, running through each and every one, and consciously knowing that it is there. For that is the difference. It has always been there, but you have lost the conscious knowing of it. Connection to your higher self and to the higher selves beyond that. See it all coming together now as one. One in all, and all in one. Now, if you would, if you left your body, come back now. If you didn't, just come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized now in this very moment. Not be in the past, not be in the future, be in this moment right now. I am Archangel Michael, and I come at this time to be with you. To be with you more and more and more. Myself and many others that are your guides, that are working with you, are coming into your space, I will say, more and more, that you will become aware of those of us that are here to bring you forward, to continue to guide you. But up until now, many of you have had this guidance, but you did not fully believe that it was there. But in the times coming ahead, you will feel it more and more. Some will even see evidence of our arrival, of our more full connection with all of you. And it will be in many various ways that this will happen. Some will see, some will hear, some will feel. The connection will be there regardless of how it comes to you. Just know that this is in process. This is part of your ascension process. And it is only for those at this point now that have the eyes to hear, or the eyes to see, and the ears to hear. So know that you, in this moment now, are preparing yourselves. Not that we are preparing you, but you are preparing yourselves to move more fully into the new higher dimensions that are being formed on this planet right now, making it easier, more access to it than you have ever had before in this evolution as a collective. As individuals, yes, but more as a collective. And now I want you to consider an analogy and picture this, if you will. Those of the collective mankind coming to a fork in the road. And as you approach that fork, going left, going right, or going straight ahead, you are unsure of which way to go, and many are veering off into the left fork. Many others are moving ahead straight. And then there are those of you that have already taken the road to the right. For you know that that road leads to full connection with your higher God self, with the cosmic source within each and every one of you. And you have already made that choice. Then there are many that are going straight, going as they have always gone, not veering off either way, following what they think is their path. And unknowingly moving forward, following the comfort zone that they have always felt. But those that are moving straight ahead also at some point will come to a fork themselves. Again, they will then have that choice once again, whether it is months or years or lifetimes ahead. It is up to them and their higher selves. And then there are those that have already veered to the left. They are the ones that will continue to be steeped in darkness and will and have decided to not go straight or to the right. They will continue on their path. Their path that will take them away from this planet entirely, for they have chosen not to ascend, chosen not to move up into the higher vibrations, because they cannot withstand the higher vibrations. They cannot be in those, in that frequency, and they shy away from it, thereby moving down the path to the left. Of course, this is only an analogy, but it's something for you to consider as you contemplate the idea of timelines. For you can replace these paths now with different timelines. The timeline to the left is the one that those of the forces of darkness have attempted to hold on to bring as many along as they can on that timeline, even to the point where they kill off a huge majority of the planet and continue to hold their souls to that path. But that, of course, is not being allowed. The timeline, of course, that continues on straight, that is the timeline that many at this point have chosen, because they do not know. They are as yet asleep. And they have so far chosen to continue on asleep. At some point, can they awaken? Certainly. And at some point, those of you that have moved and creating your own timeline that leads into the fifth dimension, you are there to assist those that are moving straight, moving on the continuing timeline that they have been on. So think of this as timelines now are beginning to diverge more and more. And this is why you are noticing your families, your friends, those that are pulling away from you, pulling away from your ideas, your ideals, for they do not understand. They only understand what they know. They do not understand what is possible as you do. So continue to trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in those that are mentoring to you, guiding you. Trust in the plan, for it is an unbreakable plan. It cannot be stopped. And everything is leading you in a direction that continues to follow that plan. I am Archangel Michael. And it is always a pleasure that I can be with you and share with you and to help you more and more fully understand who you are and what you are here to do. You are all here for a great mission. Some of you have already taken up that mission. Some are moving along to another part of a mission. You are all being guided to follow that path and that timeline to the right. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to the one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready and gearing up for your next year, your New Year's Eve celebration, and the new year that is coming. And we will just give just a bit of a hint here. What a year this is going to be. In terms of truth coming forward, get ready, because it is going to be quite astounding at times. But we will save that more for your New Year's Eve celebration here. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. I'm just wondering if it's true that President Trump actually got the booster shot for vaccines. I didn't think that he had any vaccine yet, and I've heard that he had the booster. Just wondering if that's true.
There is much information and misinformation that is being brought through here. And the truth is somewhere in the middle, we will say here. in terms of there are things that are going on, as you have heard many times, behind the scenes, behind this one that you are speaking of, that he is working in a certain direction, and he must work both sides of the coin here, you might hear here. And he is needing to do certain things to bring about a certain occurrence and various events that are building up here to bring about the more full change, the more, we will just say the more change that you have been expecting in terms of your announcement over the airwaves in many various ways. You call it the EBS system. It is all building toward this. So whether or not he has taken the shot or not taken the shot is really not important here. Even what he says to the people at this point is not important, other than he is playing a role here. He is playing a role. Now, at times it appears that that role is leading to the other side, to the dark side. And at other times he plays the role that is leading to the side of the light. So he's playing both sides here to bring about a great great announcement that is still yet coming. Okay, and Shoshana, maybe you add here.
We can share, dear brother. Do you wish us to share?
Always, always.
Dear brother, we are going to step out of bounds here and hope that we do not receive karma for this. But we will tell you unequivocally, this one did not receive what you call the booster shot. He did not receive this. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good.
I thought it was code for something. I still don't know what, but I think it still is code for something.
Yes.
Very much so. Much is coming forward in the times ahead here. So be ready. It is going to be quite astounding as to many things that come forward in terms of your this so-called vaccine, which is, of course, not a vaccine as you understand it, and many other things that will come forward in terms of truth and bringing about more full disclosure of everything that has been happening up to this point. We are ready. And another question here.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. It's another one of these crazy, is this true, is that true? I heard an explanation for this vaccine that anyone with DNA connecting to the dark is what's going. And I don't know if that's true, but Gene Decode had put that out, and I was trying to wrap my head around it, and it could be possible because anything's possible at this point. So I just wanted to see if that was something that was some truth to that.
First of all, you have to understand that those of you and your DNA processes are changing, and those that are not changing will not continue on in this evolution here in terms of moving up into the higher vibrations of the higher dimensions. They cannot. Their DNA is not changing to allow them to move up into those higher vibrations. So therefore, you are seeing the disconnect that is happening between the two sides here, we will say. Not speaking about the other side that Archangel Michael gave in terms of the straight path here, but the one to the left. And it is true that their DNA is not changing and will not be able to withstand, we will say, the higher vibrational frequencies that those of you have been preparing yourselves to be able to withstand here. Not only withstand, but thrive within it here. Okay, and Shoshana.
Dear sister, may we share?
Please do, please do.
Dear sister, the one who serves in many words simply has stated that this one is correct. He is not a purveyor of misinformation. He is a straight shooter and tells the truth. Namaste.
Great, I thought so. Thank you so much. I had a feeling it had something to do with that at the higher level, at the higher, at a wider view, that this was a way for that element to leave, or some ones that couldn't go forward to leave. Thank you.
Always know that if you look at things from a 3D perspective, you will remain in the 3D perspective. But if you look at things with eyes that open up wide, in terms of your third eye opening up wide to the higher vibrational frequencies, then that's what you will see. And you will understand, and many of you, all of you, at some point here coming up, will understand all that has been happening up to this point and why it has been happening. You will have the full truth coming forward. We are ready. Another question here, if there is one.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Okay. You go first.
Okay, thanks. The quantum financial system, is it accurate that it will be able to read people's fields of energy in order to know how to allot the money, or who, you know, if they have, somebody has currency, for example, will their aura or whatever be read so that they can get the money, as opposed to going through people who might want to disperse it themselves?
What you are speaking about is more of a higher level technology that you will not come into initially here as this quantum financial system takes hold. And it will be more of a transition from what you have now, although a great transition, and it will be quite different than what you have in terms of the background of it all, and how those of the banks and all of those that work with the money and things like that will not be able to steal from those of you any longer. They will not be able to do that. So but what you are speaking of is in terms of consciousness and consciousness connection. And that is all a process that you will be moving toward in the times ahead, more fully down through the transition here. Okay? Shoshana?
Okay,
we have something to share here. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, all that you speak of is in the forecast for this quantum financial system. And it will be dependent upon, as one who serves has given, the consciousness of mankind, and in addition, the light quotient on the planet, you see. The higher the light quotient rises, the more this new technology can take hold and be introduced into the stream of consciousness that results in a higher level quantum financial system, you see. As one who serves has given, it is a process. It will begin, and as the dark leaves, as the evil is quelled and no longer can exist on your planet, the light quotient rises and the quantum system will introduce technology that was not available due to the light quotient not being high enough, you see. This is all a process. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei, dear ones. So I want to follow up with some information from the advance. I'm currently in the inquiry of what to do next, where to go next, in terms of bringing forth my highest contribution to the world while also bringing forth the highest level of prosperity. At the advance I've spoken about that I have the mother archetype, which I know I shook up quite a lot unwillingly, but I did when I had to separate from my children in their last teenage years. That was quite momentous for me. So I'm wondering, number one, a little more about this archetype, what might be still standing in my way, because I didn't think there was, but maybe it is. And also, what directions then, I mean, I don't know if you can give personal information, but what directions would you see as far as, you know, going? You know, there's so many possibilities.
We will answer the second question here, and then Shoshana can work more with the archetypes here as she introduced that more fully within the advance that you had here. So for you, we cannot go into personal guidance here because that must come from within you, and you are in the process of following that inner guidance, and it will take you as you need to go here. But it may not be what you are thinking in terms of what your mind, your brain is telling you to do. It will take you where your heart, your high heart is leading you here, if you listen to it. And we know at this point that you are more and more beginning to do that, beginning to listen to that whisper that we whisper within you. And that will guide you. And it will guide you in a way that will be not necessarily easy, but it will guide you in a way that feels right as you are moving through it. We cannot say much more mm-hmm. on that at this point. Perhaps Shoshana can give more personal direction here. But in any state, we will ask her to answer that first part of the question in terms of archetype here.
Thank you.
We can share. Do you
Thank
wish
you,
us
please.
To share, your sister?
Yes,
dear
please.
Sister, the archetype mother is a divine archetype. It is a high resonance, high vibration archetype. It is one that is given to those that are willing to open their heart to all that they receive, you see. All that they receive that they may think is negative, and all that is positive, you see. It is a transformational archetype that transforms darkness into light through grace, through giving, through compassion, through understanding, you see. It is a high vibrational archetype. What the challenge is here in this third dimensional realm is that this archetype that has been given to those with the most open hearts has been modified for the third dimension. And as these archetypes are modified through the human consciousness, they become not what they originally were intended for in terms of divine consciousness. So the goal must be to rise above that and to seek the divine archetype and all of its attributes by letting go of the 3D characteristics of this archetype. It is complicated, you see, but it has been bestowed, this archetype has been bestowed on the most open and the most divine potential, you see. That is what we can give. Namaste.
Wow, thank you. If Joanna wants to share that archetype book with me still, I'm up for that.
We will ask to communicate with you, dear sister. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we leave?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. Sending lots of love. We have heard of a recent operation by the light forces where they took some of the worst of the cabal down to Antarctica, and they gave them an ultimatum whether they turn to the light or they can be removed through the portals someplace else. Is there any truth in this? I'm not going to name names, but I'm just wondering if this operation, there's some truth to this operation.
We will tell you that there are indeed many operations that are in effect at this point. Many that are, again, behind the scenes, not for the general public, but for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, such as yourself and those of you on these calls. Yes, this is definitely happening in that area, as well as others as well. Many are being what you call rounded up and brought to justice. Some will find justice within the criminal courts here, and others will find justice within the military courts, and others will find justice when they leave this realm and find that beyond this realm, we will just say here. We think you understand what we are saying. Perhaps, Shoshana, can you give...
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Sister, we are aware of what you speak of, and we will unequivocally say that this is true, that what you have understood, what you have perhaps found, this information, it is true. And we will say that this place on Earth, this Antarctica, is so far removed from most civilizations and is so private that those galactics who have come to negotiate with these evil ones have found that this area is completely open to negotiation because the vibration is so high. And these evil ones will capitulate. However, there is much negotiation going on because with the evil ones, they wish to win. So they will continue to negotiate, but we will tell you that the light has won, and it will just be, we cannot say the time, but soon that this will be over, and you will see miraculous things happening here. Namaste.
Yes, we will add here that negotiations are nearly over. They're almost to the point enough is enough. But it is still ongoing at this point in various, again, places throughout the planet here.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Take one more question if there is one. Otherwise, we release channel.
I have a quick question if I might. I did ask a question before. I'm asking for my fur baby. He is not handling this energy well. He's totally, he's a Malinois and a work dog, and he's home from work because my husband's injured. And he doesn't know what to do with himself, literally, back and forth. Do you have any suggestion I can do to help this dog deal with this energy?
He will share.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
He will share, dear one.
Great.
Dear one, this one that you are in the care, that has been given your care, that is in your care, wishes to expend excess energy, you see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This one cannot sit still.
I know.
One cannot be within the confines of a home.
Mm-hmm.
So you must do two things. You must allow this beautiful animal to run. You must find a place for him to run, to expend the energy, to run, to play. And this is not only a walk, taking this one for a walk. This one must be able to run. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Absolutely. I just, because my husband's injured, I don't really have a way to do that with him.
Dear one, is there not a park? Is there not a ball field? Is there not somewhere that is fenced in that this one can run?
Yeah, we can try that. It's just what my husband's not supposed to leave the house. It's just complicated, but he's going to have to. All right, I just thought if there was some crystals or any way I can help him in the house and with my, you know.
He must be outside. This one must be outside.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you. I kind of knew this myself. He's a doll. He's an angel. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
The only message that we wish to give is that all is well. When the being releases the illusion, completely releases the chaos of the illusion, they will find the perfection on the planet. Namaste.
And we will just simply say, get ready, because things are going to very much begin to heat up in your next year coming. But we will give more about this on your New Year's Eve time. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Can I speak to Drusilla for a second about her dog?
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
isn't